Christology question 2. He was, quote, tempted in all things as we are, end quote, Hebrews 4, verse 15. Discuss and relate to counseling theory and practice. My response. An amazing and essential truth to understanding Jesus Christ is to recognize that despite temptation, he never sinned. When personally examined, Pontius Pilate the governor found, quote, no guilt in this man, end quote, Luke 23, verse 4, verse 14, and verse 22. Pilate said that King Herod found no guilt in him either, Luke 23, verse 15. The, quote, chief priests, end quote, who wanted him dead had to lie, quote, false testimony, end quote, when he was before his accusers because they too could not find anything worthy, quote, to put him to death, end quote. Mark 14, verses 55 through 58. We should marvel at these truths because they reveal Christ's deity. When we understand that Jesus never sinned even though he was, quote, tempted in all things as we are, end quote, we find comfort and rest in his power to help us through our own temptations. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Examine the following verses. Quote, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. End quote. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Emphasis mine. Jesus is our only, quote, advocate, end quote, and, quote, mediator, end quote, with the Father. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Believers in Christ do not have a human priest that sins, dies, or fails to intercede at all times. Christ is our, quote, great high priest, end quote, and that he, quote, intercedes, end quote, for his sheep because he is eternally alive, sitting, quote, at the right hand of God, end quote. Romans 8, verse 34. Believers have the one who perfectly satisfied the requirements of the law, advocating for them to God. Beyond that wonderful truth is the reality that he can, quote, sympathize with our weaknesses, end quote. He's not a distant God that can't relate to what it's like for us to be tempted or suffer. Jesus wept for the loss of a loved one, John 11, verse 35. Experienced need of food and sleep, Mark 4, verse 38, Luke 4, verse 2, John 4, verse 6. And as seen in the wilderness and the Garden of Gethsemane, he was tempted to disobey the Father's will, Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, Matthew 26, verse 36, and Luke 22, verse 39. But he never sinned. He could have called down, quote, 12 legions of angels, end quote, when persecuted and mocked, but he instead chose meekness, selflessness, and perfect obedience, Matthew 26, verse 53. How was Jesus able to endure through such temptations? Quote, he kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously, end quote. 1 Peter 2, verse 23. It's through this trust in God that we, quote, find grace to help in time of need, end quote. Hebrews 4, verse 16. God promises that he, quote, is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, end quote. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. It also says that, quote, no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man, end quote. If it weren't enough that the perfect Son of God experienced temptation, overcame it every time, and now advocates for believers from heaven, and that is enough, then take additional comfort in that God promises that nothing you are experiencing is unique or too much. Believers will be provided the way to, quote, escape or, quote, endure, end quote. Others have overcome it before. Christ overcame it himself, and he empowers you to overcome it through grace. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, depicts Jesus as the perfect example. He is described as, quote, the author and perfecter of faith, end quote, verse 2. Verse 3 tells us to, quote, consider him, end quote, and his trials so that we may, quote, not grow weary, end quote. This is what counseling must do. We must help those who have been blessed with the Holy Spirit to see that nothing is too overwhelming for them because Christ knows it, advocates for them through it, and empowers them to escape it or endure it. They are promises from an all-powerful God who can sympathize. When the psalmist in chapter 119, verses 9 through 10, cried out, quote, how can a young man keep his way pure? End quote. The answer followed. Seek the Lord with all your heart, keep your ways according to his word, and pray that he would graciously keep you from wandering. With Christ and his achievements at the center of the counselee's thoughts, sin and suffering become increasingly more manageable.